You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 28. Stick around, fade away. Another fine summer weekend behind us. It's Tuesday morning. I'm recording this. I didn't travel this weekend, and I'm home next weekend as well before traveling again. So it might be a couple weeks here, a few weeks before I'm back on my regular posting schedule. And fresh fruits are in season, one of the things I love about summer. So farmers markets, grocery stores, all providing all sorts of great summer fruit treats like watermelon and raspberries and strawberries and, oh, yes, and nectarines and, oh, yeah, you name it. I usually like it. So, and with that, let's start the news. Tommy Ramone, last of the original band members from the punk band The Ramones, is dead at 65. Previous members Johnny, Joey, and Dee Dee all died some years ago. So the Ramones were one of the original punk bands to come onto the scene. They took their name from the false last name that Paul McCartney used to use when he checked into hotels. Clever. I didn't know that before now. You'd think I would have known something like that. I love music trivia. They weren't really popular as in record sales, but many bands like The Clash, Sex Pistols, Green Day, and Nirvana all give credit to the Ramones for influencing their sound and their music. So Tommy had been diagnosed with bile duct cancer in recent years, and so he was on hospice and lost his battle. So as I said, original member band member Tommy's place was on the first three albums. Basically, this was in the mid '70s when these guys took off here. So, they're mostly based in New York City area. You know, they used to play like the famous club CBGB. Grew to worldwide fame with punk people. They did have many fans. You know, like I said, didn't have record, popular record sales, like millions of albums. I mean, I'm sure some of their albums sold quite well, but they were more popular in their live shows, and what other kind of bands that they had influenced. So I've played many a Ramones song over the years, Wanna Be Sedated, Rock and Roll High School, Blitzkrieg Bop. I mean, all those. I love the simple and raw sound of this band. So, rest in peace, Tommy Ramone. Facebook users denounce Steven Spielberg's senseless killing of a Triceratops. Okay, this is a pretty interesting story here. So it appears that some Facebook users are not keen on satire, nor are they able to see a photo of a dinosaur and not make the connection, nor are they able to recognize an Oscar-winning director that has made many films, including one about dinosaurs, Jurassic Park. So the outrage over this guy sitting in front of his kill went viral. So this was a play based on, satire based on the Game Hunter cheerleader, Kendall Jones. I get the idea that, people know how to, know satire. So most users actually caught on pretty quickly, albeit posting many times over where this photo was taken, who it is, and what. So, they wanted to make sure they were smart enough to correct it, thousands of times over. So others posted photos of, other Spielberg photos on top of, the Jaws shark, Spielberg standing next to Liam Neeson while filming Schindler's List. So, irony is lost on some people, but glad to see that the majority of people were on top of it. Utah to appeal directly to the U.S. Supreme Court to keep their ban on same-sex marriage. So this last Friday, a federal appeals court denied Utah's request for a stay that would have indefinitely halted all forward movement towards providing gay and lesbian spousal benefits. So the court issued a temporary stay, which is in effect until Monday, July 21st. After this day, if the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't take up the case for an appeal, All legally married same-sex couples that were married during the 17 days marriage equality was legal here in Utah will be eligible for a long list of benefits, like all the benefits that are provided to heterosexual couples, you know? So, you know, this is something that should have already taken place, you know? It already should have been in place, you know? But the state, oh my God, sky is falling, you know? Marriage is getting ruined, you know? No. Be quiet. You know? Gosh, I'm so disgusted with my state leaders right now, you know, that, you know, with this, must support the ban at all cost with no regard for time or human treatment, you know, so, or money for that member, you know, that matter, you know, I mean, all these millions of dollars that are being spent to fight something that, you know, eventually history is on the side of equality. So, you know what, this is going to be legal and, you know, we're going to look back and all the time wasted on all this, and it's just dumb. You know, they're human lives, their families being affected by this. So, no, just, you know, it's going to happen. There might be a few roadblocks. There might be a few other, you know, pushes here for, you know, to keep the ban on. But eventually, this is going to go national, and same-sex marriage, or marriage equality, as I like to call it, will be legal nationwide. This week's rant, coal rollers spew excess diesel smoke to protest Obama and environmentalist. So let me get through this story and I'll get through, you know, get my rant here in place. So this is a modification that people that, you know, people that have diesel trucks, you know, like the Dodges and, you know, those, you know, with the raised and everything, raised tires and all that. So diesel trucks are in the form of large smokestacks. So, you know, like those found on tractor trailer rigs. But, you know, they've modified these trucks to put smokestacks in the bed of the pickup. So they've raised, you know, they've modified their trucks and their engines that allow more gas to burn. So the whatever they've done, you know, more diesel and gas is being injected into the pistons. And so what happens is huge clouds of black smoke, you know, which is just burn off gas, you know, and, you know, diesel engines burn, you know, black smoke anyway, but they've modified it so that even more black smoke, you know, is a huge excessive amount. So these people that do this to their trucks, you know, which I'll reserve here towards the end here for name calling, their targets are nature nuffies. I don't even understand where that name comes from, but nature nuffies. So it's a slang word that these guys use for those who drive hybrids or, you know, environmentally friendly cars. And rice burners, that's another one. That's kind of derogatory for those who drive Japanese-made cars, which I do. I drive a Nissan Sentra. I had no idea I was a rice burner. So, you know, this is just fucking stupid. A form of protest by modifying your truck to emit ugly black smoke because you don't like our president and you don't like what he's trying to do to help the environment. This is immature and mindless. These guys are just tools who refuse to notice that they are being inconsiderate of others that their black smoke affects. You know, I mean, let alone, you know, to hate on, you know, hybrid drivers and Japanese car drivers that get better mileage and more efficient. But, you know, if they're sitting at a stoplight, you know, what about other people that are standing there crossing the street? What, do they hate people that try to walk across the street as well, too, and all their black smoke comes out? So I've seen an influx of these trucks here in Utah, and I'm sorry, judge me however you want. I don't care, but this is just stupid. And I don't even drive a Prius, you know, like I said, I drive a Nissan Sentra, you know, it gets decent mileage and I get, you know, 30 miles to the gallon on the highway. But I just don't get this, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I call these guys immature and mindless tools because they are, and it's dumb. It has no purpose in life other than to show how stupid you are. So hate on me if you will, you know, but that's my opinion and this is my rant. This week's shameless plug, how tattoos stay permanent. So on the show notes for this podcast, I posted a YouTube video. It is a TED-based series. So TED, you know, the educational talks. So this one's a video, which is really cool. Very, very well produced. It shows how the layers of skin where the tattoo ink goes actually sticks around even after your skin sheds a million cells a day. It's a lot of cells that you're losing every day. So, yeah, you think about it. How does a tattoo stay in place? So, you know, go watch the video. It's really cool. So I knew about the pigment part of where the tattoo, you know, the ink goes, but I didn't know how the ink cells stayed in place. It's really cool. Very fascinating, especially for those of us that have tattoos. I only have one tattoo, which is of Chili Willy the cartoon penguin on my right bicep. So I've talked about getting more ink someday, and I probably will, but I've had this tattoo now for over 14 years. And haven't yet, so it might just be my only one. Or I might get others. I don't know yet. You know, I haven't decided what else I want to get yet. You know, when I got this Chili Willy tattoo, I knew that it was one that I had wanted to get for many years, you know, and it was in my late 30s when I got it. So, you know, so there you go. Guts to get back on schedule. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.